average boy.
Look out, he's back, with shoes untied and his ears slicked back, taking life on one day at a time. Average boy and Jess bringing the rhyme.
Hey sports fans, this is Bob Smiley, a.k.a. Average Boy. Grab some peanuts and popcorn and get ready to enjoy...
Bob, not to slow down your energy at the start of the show, but this isn't a sports show. It's about you. Average Boy.
Right, Jesse. I mean, that's why I said I'm Average Boy. Sometimes I feel like you're not even listening to me.
I'm sorry, Bob. Yeah, I'm just a little distracted, and even though I just heard you say my name, I'm going to say it again in case any of our listeners weren't listening as well. So I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine.
And we want to welcome you to episode 87 of the official Average Boy podcast.
Bob, you mentioned sports, so I'm guessing, is that because you're going to talk about sports today?
Way to keep your eye on the ball, Jesse. As you know, I'm also the bright, beaming, big-hearted, brilliant, beloved, bleary-eyed boy wonder of baseball.
Boy wonder of baseball. Oh, all right. Your youth group started its baseball season a few weeks ago.
They did. And guess who's the best player on the team who's currently recording this episode right now?
Well, I'm guessing the best player who's currently recording an episode right now would be you, because I'm currently not playing baseball right now.
That's right, Jesse. I love baseball so much. It's my favorite sport, just behind basketball, spikeball, pickleball, volleyball, horseshoes, water skiing.
AB, it doesn't sound like you like baseball really at all. Like, it's definitely not your favorite. But if I remember it, you said bleary-eyed. Why bleary-eyed?
Well, that actually has to do with the story I want to tell you today. It all started with the church baseball tryouts.
Oh, wait. I didn't think your church youth group had tryouts. I thought everyone got to play.
Everyone gets to play? Jesse, I don't think that's a thing. Next, you're going to tell me everyone gets a trophy or a ribbon no matter what place they get? That's crazy. Anyway, I showed up super early for tryouts. My youth leader was so excited to see me walk on the field.
How could you tell? Was it something that he said?
Well, at first, he tried to contain his excitement by asking why I was there so early, but I could tell he was super excited. I then told him I woke up early because I was just so ready for tryouts.
And,
well, he said there were no tryouts. He claimed it was just our first practice for whoever wanted to play.
So, I guess I was correct in saying that there really weren't.
Anyway, I was the first one to get picked. I couldn't believe it.
You were the first one to show up.
Well, you say tomato, I say ketchup seed.
Well, I guess they use tomatoes to make ketchup, but I don't think I'd exactly call a tomato a ketchup seed.
Right, that's what I said. You say tomato, I call them ketchup seeds. I really feel like you're not listening today.
Oh, well, I guess I could do better, and I feel like we're way off topic. But as long as we are, did you know that a tomato is actually a fruit?
Oh, I did. I did know it was a fruit. But did you also know that my grandmother gets really mad when I drop them in her fruit salad?
Well, I do now. I also know they really help when your pizza is broken.
Yeah, ketchup seeds are very... Hang on. How does a tomato help with a broken pizza?
Well, you use tomato paste to fix it.
So anyway, I started walking out to the pitcher's mound.
Wait, I thought that funny joke might get you back to your story.
Well, you were correct, except for obviously the part about the joke being funny. Anyway, I walked out to the pitcher's mound and...
Wait, the pitcher's mound. I thought Trent and Sarah pitched for your team.
Well, they did last year, but Jesse, I had a secret that my youth leader did not know about just yet.
Oh, no. Was it that Trent and Sarah weren't going to play for you guys this year?
No, it actually didn't have anything to do with them. You see, throwing used to be my weakest spot, but I don't know. I could never throw a baseball very far.
Oh, I know. You know, I remember that story about how you were trying to throw the baseball through the ring at Henry Hippo's Pizza and Prizes.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? That wasn't my fault. Henry Hippo should not have been standing that close to me.
He was standing behind you.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not great at throwing a baseball. Good thing that hippo suit was so padded, huh?
Hey.
Anyway, everyone knew throwing was my weakest part of the game, just behind catching, batting, running, and sliding.
And didn't your dad used to joke that if you threw a baseball with all your might, it would almost reach the end of your shoes?
Yeah, he said that a few times, but he was obviously just exaggerating to get a laugh, which honestly, Jesse, is not my favorite type of comedy. I don't like it when people exaggerate the truth, but enough about that. Anyway, I practiced throwing a baseball all winter, and I now was the best baseball pitcher in our entire town.
You don't like exaggeration, huh?
Wow, you really are not listening today, are you?
Well, or maybe I'm listening too well. Anyway, what happened next?
Well, you see, my youth leader didn't know about my newly learned pitching perfection, so I walked out to the pitcher's mound, and he started waving his arms and shouting, "Oh, no, 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 no way. Just keep walking to the outfield and turn right." Jesse, when he said that, it made me so super happy.
Okay. I'm lost because you wanted to pitch, but your youth leader wanted you to play right field. So how did that make you happy?
Because, Jesse, not only was I the first player picked for the team, my youth leader already had a very, very important position picked out for me.
Doesn't he, like, always put you out in right field? Like way, way out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That means I'm the best at that position.
Oh, and didn't you bring a lawn chair with you last year since, like, no one ever hit the ball to you?
Jesse, I can't help it if people are afraid to hit the ball to the best player in the league. Plus, it gets really tiring standing out there for that long. Anyway, everyone else eventually showed up and every person made the team.
Because everyone gets to play.
No, everyone did really well during tryouts.
Tomato, ketchup seed.
Now you're listening. Anyway, once practice started, I did amazing. I caught every single ball hit out to right field.
Really? You caught every one? AB, do we need to do another episode about telling the truth? Remember, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 11 says, "Do not steal, do not lie, do not deceive one another."
Well, then I'm still good. I mean, I've never once stolen a base in a game, even though, you know, I've thought about it a lot. Okay, tried a lot. But, and I'm not lying about me catching every ball that was hit out to right field. Once it quit rolling in the grass, I would walk over, catch it, and then I'd throw it back to the infield.
Oh, I gotcha. So your secret is out. And then your youth leader saw how much better you'd gotten at throwing the ball.
He did. In fact, he got to see it a lot. I would catch the ball on the ground, wind up, hurl it back toward home plate. Then I'd run over to the ball and throw it again. I did this about 4 times until I got it all the way to the catcher. So my youth leader actually got to see my throwing ability quite a bit. Oh, and Jesse, I got 2 hits.
2 hits? Wow, so your batting has improved as well.
Not exactly. The hits weren't when I was batting. I was still out in right field.
You got 2 hits in right field?
Yep. After the second hit, my youth leader stuffed a hand towel inside my baseball cap so the ball wouldn't hurt as much when it bounced off my noggin. The first one just hit the bill of my cap, but that second one almost knocked me out of my chair.
You know, AB, I sort of feel like maybe you weren't paying attention to the game and weren't giving your best. We've talked about this verse before, but Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters." You know, you always need to keep your eye on the ball and try your hardest.
That's sort of what my youth leader said. He told me I needed to pay closer attention to all my surroundings.
Do you remember his exact words?
Of course. He said, "Just watch the ball at all times and keep your glove up and ready to..."
Ready to what? Did he finish his sentence?
I'm actually not sure. I was actually doing the first thing that he told me to do. I was paying attention to my surroundings.
Then why didn't you hear what he said after that?
Because an ice cream truck drove by and I took off to buy a creamsicle. But you actually brought up something that I haven't talked about yet. Batting practice.
Oh, that's right. You know, baseball and pancakes are similar in that way.
Baseball and pancakes... How are they similar?
They both need a good batter. I'm sorry, pancake batter. Oh, do you get it?
Jesse, I think you overcooked that joke. And by the way, I almost didn't even tell this story today because I was afraid you'd have a ton of Jesse jokes about baseball.
Oh, you know, I do, but I didn't want to interrupt your story. You know, for instance, if I asked where do baseball players go when they need a uniform? New Jersey. That might get us off topic. Or if I asked where baseball players should never wear red? In the bullpen. Or what do baseball players put their food on? Home plate. Or, you know, maybe if I ask...
Okay, Jesse. Oh, man. Those jokes remind me of zebra baseball.
Zebra baseball?
Yeah, in zebra baseball, it's three stripes and you're out. Those three jokes were a swing and a miss.
Well, you know, I felt like I hit it out of the park. But let's get back to your story. Tell us what happened at batting practice while I inform our listeners that the zebra joke is actually pictured on the cover of the April issue of Clubhouse Magazine.
What? It is?
Yeah.
I guess great minds think like a kite.
A kite? Wait, I don't think that's how the saying goes.
Oh, it does, Jesse, but I guess it's like the baseball joke about the pop fly. You know, it's over your head.
That's another good one. But let's get back to your story.
Oh, right. Okay, so Sarah took the mound and we all lined up at home plate to work on our batting. And I have to say, my swing has improved a lot from last year. In fact, if the ball ever does hit my bat, I bet it's going to go really far.
So you've never actually hit the ball with your bat?
Well, I guess I did once, sort of.
Oh, I've got to hear about this.
Well, like all great hitters, I like to stretch the bat straight over home plate before I get ready to swing, you know, to make sure I'm standing in the right place. I do it every single time.
You know, a lot of batters do that. You know, it creates a rhythm which can really remove the nerves and help you concentrate on hitting the ball.
That's exactly right. So for batting practice, I swung and missed at the first four pitches and... That's when boredom evidently set in.
You got bored swinging at Sarah's pitches?
No, Sarah got really bored striking me out. So while I was stretching the bat over home plate, she threw the ball super quick and hit my bat.
Well, I've heard she's a really good pitcher.
She is, and as it turns out, I'm really good at bunting. Just as long as the pitcher gives me a little help by throwing the ball at my bat while I'm not looking.
Okay, well, this is very entertaining, but I still don't see how this makes you the bleary-eyed boy wonder of baseball.
Oh, right. So we just had our first game. Our team name is the Base Invaders, and we were playing the Batitudes. They're the church group from Valley View, our town's rivals. And man, we were all fired up. And our youth leader really wanted us to win. So he gave us a big speech to get us fired up to beat the Batitudes.
Well, what did he say?
He said, go out there and have fun. But we knew what he really meant. So I shouted, yeah, have fun. And then I winked at everybody. And I grabbed my glove and padded baseball cap and headed out to my special position in right field.
Well, did you bring a chair?
Jesse, this was the Batitudes from Valley View. We wanted to beat them, so I was going to give it my best.
Oh, well, good for you. But I'm still not hearing that bleary-eyed part.
Oh, right. Okay, so I guess I'll skip to the seventh inning.
Well, that's a stretch.
Right. Wait, what's a stretch?
Never mind. I think our baseball fans will get it.
Okay, so I'm standing out there paying really close attention. I'm watching a ladybug hover over a patch of clovers. It was super cool. But all of a sudden, my eyes started seeing spots. And I also heard people yelling in the distance. However, I didn't have time to look to see why the crowd was so riled up. I needed to find the baseball that had just bounced off my noodle.
Well, don't you think the crowd was riled up because you didn't see the ball that was hit out to you?
Jesse, I never know what people are thinking. Anyway, I started running around the grass looking for the ball, and you'll never guess what I found.
You found the ball?
There were two ladybugs. I don't know how I missed the second one, but you are right about the ball thing. I found the ball behind the clover patch, so I grabbed it, and I glanced back toward the wedding ring, and I
in baseball, they just call it a diamond.
Oh, okay, so I glanced back toward the diamond and saw the runner rounding third base. You know what? Actually, now that I think about it, that is probably why the crowd was yelling. Anyway, I gripped the ball and I stretched it way back behind me.
And? What happened? Did you throw the guy out?
I was kind of hoping you would talk about something else, but if we're going to stay on this, yeah, I didn't. I guess I didn't have a good grip on the ball, so when I slung my arm around, my fist forgot to hold on tight to the cowhide.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you saying...
I'm saying it. The ball hit my shoe.
Oh, man. So your dad's exaggeration became a reality.
It did. I actually looked up in the stands and I could see him up there laughing. In fact, he was the only one of our fans that seemed to be smiling for some reason.
Okay, so hang on. Again, this is an entertaining adventure, but most of the time you come in here with a story where you learn something or at least have some kind of encouragement for our listeners. This just seems to be an embarrassing story about you not making the game-winning play.
I don't remember anybody saying the word embarrassing. Or no, actually, if I'm truthful, Trent did say that it must have been embarrassing, but it actually wasn't. And you're right, Jesse. I normally learn something, and this was no exception.
Well, assuming our listeners are as confused as I am, why don't you explain?
Okay, well, you see, God made us all different, right?
Right.
So we all have different talents. So we can't all be good at the same thing. That'd be super boring. So when we fail at something... that doesn't mean we're a loser. It just means we need to work harder if we really want to get better at whatever we're doing. And plus, whenever I fail at something, which, you know, rarely happens.
Well, you know we're on episode 87, so there are at least 86 other examples of... sorry, continue with your thought.
Okay, even when I fail at something, I know I'm still loved. It kind of reminds me of Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3, that says... I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. So there's my encouraging words for the day, Jesse. If you aren't good at something, don't let it get you down. Just keep trying, but really know in your heart that God will always love you.
Wow. You know, this turned out to be a really great story and great encouragement. It also reminds me of a message from one of our listeners. Luke G. wrote in and said, "Sometimes I mess up in my baseball game and I feel like crying. Is it okay to cry? How does Average Boy control his emotions?" You know, Luke, I think we just answered some of that question, but AB, do you have anything else to add?
Well, just, I guess what I've already said, even when we mess up, we need to remember that God always loves us no matter what. So, Luke, just keep trying your best and don't worry about messing up. But remember, we're not all great at the same things.
And we're also not all the same at controlling our emotions. You know, some people wear their emotions on their faces. You know when they're happy or sad or mad just by looking at them. And other people hide their emotions. You know, this verse from Proverbs can help. In chapter 16, verse 32, it says, "Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city." So it's good to control your anger, but, you know, it's totally okay to show your other emotions, including crying. But you might not want to cry while you're on the baseball field.
Yeah, that's good advice. In fact, I think I once heard someone say something like, "Crying in baseball is not allowed." But I don't get that. I've seen college and even major league baseball players cry. And a lot of the fans in the stands for our team were crying at the end of the game against the Battitudes.
You know, when you care about something and you lose, those emotions can come out. The truth is, everyone messes up as an athlete. The key is to shake off your mistakes and concentrate on making the next play. You know, and it's important to not worry about what the crowd or other people are saying. A long time ago, I interviewed a Hall of Fame baseball pitcher, and he said every time he stepped on the mound, he was playing for an audience of one, and that was God, because he knew that God loves him and forgives him no matter what, so he's already a winner no matter what happens in the game.
See, I feel the same way, and even though I'm not the best at baseball, it's just a lot of fun. And besides, there's tons of things I'm good at. In fact, spring track is just around the corner, and I am great at track.
Doesn't your dad say they have to use a calendar to track your time in the 2 mile?
Yep, he loves to exaggerate. I kind of feel like we already covered that.
Well, I guess we did. But I'm not exaggerating when I say we've reached the end of today's episode. The official Average Boy podcast is a presentation of Focus on the Family. If you haven't heard our other episodes, you can go back and listen to all of them at averageboy.org. At that website, you can also find links to subscribe to Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine, where you can read a new Adventures of Average Boy story every month.
Also, once you're done giving us 5 stars, you can click click on the link at my website to the Focus Store and buy Average Boys devotional books, Devotions for Super Average Kids, books 1 and 2, or you can get my latest book, Average Boys Above Average Year. All three books are such bestsellers that my fourth book, Average Boys Above...
Bob, we still can't talk about your fourth book yet, but we will be talking about it and showing the cover of that book really soon. And I do have to let everybody know that we love hearing from our listeners. So anyone can send us a message at averageboy.org by clicking on the Ask Average Boy link, or you can leave us a voice message by clicking on the green box on our homepage and then hitting the Send a Voicemail link on the side of the next page. Just make sure to get your parents' permission before you call, because we might use your message on a future episode.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, telling you, don't be average.
Be super average.
Hey, AB, will you toss me that apple?
Oh, sorry, Jesse. Do you still want it?
Not after it hit your shoe.
He's average, boy. He's average, boy.
Adventures in Odyssey has taken generations of children on an exciting journey, all the while sharing biblical principles and activating their imaginations. Now, in 2024, we'll be airing our 1,000th episode. To celebrate, we're inviting every member of the Odyssey family to join us for one grand party. This spectacular 2-day event is packed with fun and excitement for Adventures in Odyssey fans of every age. Partygoers will enjoy an unmatched, immersive experience into the town of Odyssey. Meet and greets with cast and crew, Q&A sessions, trivia contests, and more. The party is topped off with a live episode recording starring fan-favorite characters. It's all happening on August 2nd and 3rd in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets for One Grand Party are going fast. Learn more at onegrandparty.com.